Continuing our Warren County Board of Supervisors candidate interviews, talking District 3, introduce yourself and how you decided to run for Warren County Supervisors.
Good morning. My name is Jane Kolachecki, and I am running for supervisor in District 3. I'm really running because I care about the quality of life for the Warren County residents. I believe I have a unique set of experiences and understanding of public policies and budgeting that will be an asset to county residents as the board makes some important decisions regarding growth and development. There was a great deal of discord and divisiveness in the current board, and I really have proven that I have a knack for bringing people together. Whether you live in the town or the country, no matter your political party, you deserve a voice. You deserve someone who will protect qualities of life that make Warren County a really special place to live. And I do live out here in Warren County, rural Warren County, with my husband, and I'm looking forward to the challenges ahead in this new board of supervisors.
What type of qualities do you think you possess individually that you want to bring to the board if elected?
I have got some experiences that I believe are valuable. I was policy advisor to Tom Vilsack and director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. That responsibility included 400 employees and a budget of $150 million. I have a strong understanding of government budgets and how they work, which is a very unique kind of approach to finance. I hold a graduate degree in organizational leadership from Gonzaga University, and for the past 18 years, I've been an advisor to state, local, and federal agencies on issues of policy, planning, training, and leadership. I invite people to go out to janeforwarrencounty.com and take a look at my project list and see what I've done for individual states for the last 18 years. I believe that my experience in government policy and the budget will be an asset to the expanded board. I think we need increased fiscal responsibility and transparency in government. We also need board members with differing views in order to identify innovative solutions that are going to work countywide. And we need leadership that works collaboratively to serve as a team for the county. So I plan to use that experience to help build more of a collaborative team working environment in this upcoming upcoming board of five members. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, speaking of that, what would you want to do well that maintain that the board does well now? And then what would you want to change as the board expands from three to five and how you would want to navigate that?
You know, I think that's an interesting approach. I think that this board, as we move to a five-member board, the districts as they're reestablished are a little more balanced. I think you'll see a lot more rural representation in this five-member board, which I think is going to be a great thing for those of us who live out in rural Warren County. So I think that's going to be a bonus. I'd like to also maybe improve the communication that exists within the board and the communities. I think that the board could be better connected to the various trustees in the townships throughout the county, that we can work closer with those trustees and listen to what the trustees are concerned about so that we can bring those issues before the board and deal with residents' issues better. I think we need to do a better job of looking at the dispersal of resources in the county to make sure that we are serving both the rural and township issues, particularly as we face the pending growth in the county. I think it's going to be really important that we listen to what the people in the county want and fear and address those issues and needs as we move forward.
Well, a question probably better suited for those with a primary opponent, but the focus for the general, if you get the nomination, what is feedback so far you think will be a big issue and what will be your focus this fall?
I think that this issue of development sort of encompasses everything. When we look at what's facing us in the upcoming development, you're looking at a multitude of areas, including road taxes, public service, and the overall quality of life for residents. A couple of things I would like to do is, one, look at the budget, and we've got to find some more creative ways of addressing some of the shortfalls and services that exist or are being cut in this budget. We've got to have more options than simply raising taxes or cutting programs. And one of the things I've been very, very accomplished with over the last 25 years is raising money and tapping into federal funds. I have been very successful at helping states garner additional federal funding for various programs and to managing those funds to create really strong programs. Again, I invite people to take a look at that list at janeforwarrencounty.com. There's some really great programs that I've been a part of over the last 25 years. But I want to increase the amount of federal dollars in the county. I want to be able to start some new programs and think about innovative and creative ways to solve some of the problems, such as emergency management services. Our EMS services in the county need to improve. Some of our response times out in rural Iowa are a bit slow, and I think we can garner some funding to build that program up and really create something exciting out here in rural Iowa. And then looking at the other issues about growth in the county, you know, what can we do? What should we do? What shouldn't we do? I think there's a lot of information out there and that people have a lot of opinions on that. So we need to listen to what the people of Warren County want.
Well, you've mentioned it a couple of times, but how can people learn more about you or contact you if they have any questions?
Again, janeforwarrencounty.com has got a lot of information that I think you'll find useful that will give you some background on what I can bring to the county. Also provide you some information on the volunteer work I've done in the county. I've raised tens of thousands of dollars for nonprofit organizations throughout the county, working through Warren County Hometown Pride and other programs. I also work to raise the money to save the Methodist Episcopal Church in the Palmyra Township that was built in 1870. Also done some grant work for the Ackworth Garden Club and some other programs around the county. So take a look at those. I look forward to continuing that grant writing effort, not just for the county programs, but also for nonprofits. I think we need to continue to let the nonprofits know where that money is and provide technical support so they can get the money and get their projects done. But take a look at my website. It's all there. And you can reach out to me through the site on email. I'm also on Facebook under Jane for Warren County Supervisor. So invite anybody to take a look. And if you have questions, drop me a line at janeforwarrencounty@gmail.com.